This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025. On February 10th and 11th, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris today to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. today. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashwani, Doordarshan, PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday. He submitted his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. India and Egypt will hold a joint military exercise called Cyclone 2025 at the Mahajan Field Firing Range in Rajasthan from today till February 23rd. The exercise aims to enhance defence cooperation between India and Egypt by focusing on sharing professional skills and improving interoperability of special forces in desert environments. This includes counter-terrorism operations, reconnaissance, raids and other specialised missions. The exercise involves advancing special forces skills like sniping, combat free fall, reconnaissance, surveillance and target designation. This is the third edition of Cyclone. The Indian Army contingent is represented by personnel from the Parachute Regiment Special Forces. The Egyptian contingent includes the Egyptian Commando Squadron and the Egyptian Airborne Pathlon. Military operation between India and Egypt has strengthened in recent years. In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other Jawans have been injured. Injured Jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st of March next year. The government has constituted a committee to be headed by Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia with three Olympic medalists as members to advise on identification and grooming of talent, ensure fair and transparent selection and monitor the performance of athletes competing at international events as well as evaluate the coaches. The 17-member Sports Experts Advisory Committee will have celebrated boxer Mary Kom, tennis legend Leander Paes and trailblazer shuttler Saina Nehwal, who all have won Olympic medals as members. Union Minister of State for Sports, Raksha Khadse, will be the Vice Chairperson and Sports Secretary, Joint Secretary, will be the convener. The committee is made up of government delegates and retired eminent athletes from various sports. And that's the end of this news bulletin.